The 108th U.S. Congress convenes next week. Both the House and Senate are in Republican control, so combined with the Bush administration and the White House, the U.S. government has the most completely Republican federal power structure since the first years of the Eisenhower administration half a century ago. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us. David, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Scott.
And awful lot of new faces in the leadership of both chambers. Let's talk about the House first.
In the House, we have two new leaders of the parties. Tom DeLay, Republican, who was the majority whip before, is going to be the new Republican majority leader. DeLay has a reputation for being a very hard-hitting guy who does not mince his words. And there's a question about whether he's going to be as outspoken as the Republican leader as he was when he was whip. The other leader is going to be Nancy Pelosi, the new Democratic leader. She's the first woman to be leader in either of the chambers ever. And she's already come out as quite a forceful personality. She held a press conference Friday saying that her House Democrats are going to come out with their own economic stimulus package on Monday, the day before Congress is to convene. So she is not waiting for the others to show up before she gets going. Then over in the Senate, we have a new Republican leader who's going to be the majority leader as well, Bill Frist, who, of course, replaced Trent Lott just before Christmas. Frist is somebody who had been mentioned before as a possible leader, but since he was known to have certain hopes to maybe be president sometime, had held back from that. And he is a heart and lung transplant surgeon, and he's expected to emphasize health care issues, which already were on the agenda, but they probably will be even more so now with him as leader.
Take us through some of the unfinished business that Congress left off last year.
I think the first item that the lawmakers will probably be dealing with is the unemployment insurance benefits that expired December 28th because both chambers failed to agree on extending those benefits. And after they left for the Christmas break, President Bush weighed in on the subject. He hadn't said anything before, saying that he thought those benefits should be extended. Close to 800,000 people lost those benefits December 28th, and this would be an effort to restore them to those people. And the question will be for how long. The other big item of business that was unfinished was the spending bills. 11 of the 13 spending bills were not finished in the last session. And this is for the current fiscal year that began October 1st. They are going to have to move on those quickly. And with the possibility of war looming, they probably will try to get this done sometime this month.
What about questions like economic stimulus package, tax cuts, which the administration is known to favor?
I think that because there's a possibility of a war beginning by the end of this month, there will be a big push to do something on the economic front before then. And as I said, the House Democrats are coming out with their own proposal for an economic stimulus package, which they haven't given the details on yet. However, it's expected to propose that the payroll tax, the taxes people pay on Social Security and Medicare, would be reduced. That would give people tax breaks all the way down to the very lowest income earners. But President Bush is expected to come out with his own proposal for an economic stimulus on Tuesday, the day Congress convenes. And that proposal is expected to emphasize giving tax breaks on stock dividends. And this is something that is a top priority, it appears, for the White House right now.
A number of the faces, and for that matter, both chambers, are interested in moving on to the White House, aren't they?
Well, yes. Democrats, all of them, of course. We have Dick Gephardt, who is stepping down as Democratic leader in the House, who is throwing his hat into the ring. And in the Senate, we already have Democrat John Kerry of Massachusetts and Democrat John Edwards of North Carolina, who have indicated that they are jumping in to challenge President Bush next year. Mm-hmm. And there's a good possibility that Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle would join them, as well as several other senators.
Mm-hmm. So Senator Lieberman has, I think, formed an exploratory committee.
Indeed, and possibly Joe Biden, and the list could get much longer. This makes for an atmosphere in Congress where you have people who have a keen interest in contrasting themselves with President Bush's proposals.
David, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
Our congressional correspondent, David Wellner.